This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We are broadcasting live from the Wilcox Theater in the Miles Rife Center for the Performing Arts. And when we look at a community, when we come to a town, we always like to see what's special about that community. And in my research of Grand Rapids and living here and working with people here, one of the things that stands out for me is the way this community stands up for people who are in need. And so right now, I'm joined on stage by Ron Oleheiser from the Grace House here in Grand Rapids.
Thank you.
An organization that serves people who are homeless or in transition. And I just want to ask first, Ron, what kind of services does the Grace House provide?
Well, our mission is real clear, and the work we do is real clear in providing safe temporary shelter for homeless individuals and families in our community, from our community. And the other part of the work we do is connecting them to the other agencies and our partners that we work with in the community.
You know, when we hear the word homelessness, I think it's a word that is often associated with large cities. But we're learning all the time that homelessness is an issue that affects people throughout Minnesota, including rural Minnesota and small towns like where we live. What are the numbers like? How busy are you there at the Grace House?
Well, thanks, Aaron. Last year we were 100% or 95% full, which is basically 100% in a 10-bed facility. We've been about that this year so far. The face of homelessness in the urban metro area certainly looks different than here. And I think some of that, there's a lot of people that have issues around job loss, divorce, domestic abuse, substance abuse, and many of them don't have the family structure and the family help that we, or support that maybe you and I have, that we can help them. So when they get into a crisis, they don't have any place to go or anybody to turn to. And if they're homeless, we want to help them, and that's what we do. And then we can connect them to the people that can provide treatment facilities or housing or help them with employment options while they're staying with us. So,
what kind of successes do you hear about working there?
Well, several. I mean, there's a lot of the people that stay with us that go on and find employment and find housing. One gentleman that I can remember last fall or last summer, he ended up getting a scholarship that was given by a local couple, and he went to ICC for the 1 year and was working and made a difference in his life from being at Grace House and being able to get schooling and employment while he was here.
Now, about Grand Rapids, what's Grand Rapids like as a town that helps people? I mean, how much does it do that?
Well, I think, we talk about the people we serve and all of the agencies we work with, and there's 20 or 30 of them in this community that we work with and have our guests connect to. And all of them, as I've learned and met with all of the different groups, it's all about helping people. And serving the people that maybe have hit a crisis in their life or a little less unfortunate or less fortunate than we are. And that's what all of the people that work in the circles that I work in now are doing, is helping people. That's what we do.
Very good. Well, Ron Oleheiser from the Grace House in Grand Rapids.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. And I just want to also give a thanks to Edward Jones advisor Christina Gallis and Computer Enterprises here in Grand Rapids for making this broadcast of the Great Northern Radio Show possible here at the Rife Center. So thank you to them.